98.1 KZE. It's MK with you, and in the studio with me, I am delighted to have, all the way from the Front Range, Colorado, Steely Dead, Front Range, Colorado, or Front Range of Colorado?
The latter.
Yeah. Front Range of Colorado. Steely Dead, it's great to have you guys here. Thanks for coming.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Would you be so kind as to go around and introduce yourselves for me?
My name is Chris Sheldon. I'm the drummer.
I'm Dylan Typher. I play keyboards.
I'm Dave Hebert. I play guitar.
And Matthew Hebert and bass.
Right on. So you guys are brothers?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Did you, okay, so I'll start with you two. Did you grow up loving the music of Steely Dan and the Grateful Dead?
Later in high school, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
probably more Grateful Dead in the beginning, and then, you know, as you get older, Steely Dan.
Yeah. Well, they're two, you know, I think some people might hear those two bands and think of them as a little bit opposite, right? Because, you know, the Dead are known for being loose and jammy and improvisational, and Steely Dan are known for perfection. So how do you kind of marry those two worlds together?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, they are on the surface very different, you know, but it turns out when you get down to just the song, it's really, they aren't that different. Mm-hmm. You know, the two bands take very different approaches, you know, of the way they play, you know. Steely Dan's really tight, the Grateful Dead's really loose, but when you get it down to the core of the songs, it really isn't that much difference. And we've been finding all kinds of cool ways to marry them and find just new ways, pathways back and forth between them. So it's, and as far as the people that like the music, you know, you would think that you wouldn't find too many people that like both because they are very different, but there turns out there are a lot of people, including us.
That part doesn't surprise me because I'm also, I love Steely Dan, yeah. I love the Dead, so I'm, you know, I'm very enthusiastic about this project.
Yeah, it's cool.
But I was surprised to hear that somebody had made this project. So how did it start? How did you guys all come together?
Well, for a couple years, we were messing around with our first song combination. We put Reelin' in the Years and Deal together.
Okay.
And we were just playing that for fun for a while, and it was kind of a joke between ourselves. Like, what if we did a band with this, right? And then Dave booked a show, and we did the band.
Yeah.
We've been really fortunate to get the support that we've had and been able to tour with it.
Yeah.
I booked a show, and we didn't even have the material together. I mean, we had the Grateful Dead stuff down. You know, we've been playing that for a long time. But, yeah.
It takes a lot of practice to cover. I mean, to cover either band well. But, Steely Dan covers are notoriously daunting, I would say, for most musicians.
Yeah. It gave me a new lease on life for being a musician. Yeah. You know, I played Grateful Dead for many years, and Steely Dan actually really sort of, and is still rounding it out for me. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So it started with Dealin' in the Years.
That's right.
What are some of the other combos that we can expect? By the way, you can see these guys tonight at Lark Hall in Albany.
That's right. Yep.
My favorite is Caves of Altamira and Estimated Profit.
Awesome.
That's one of my favorite combos that we do.
So. We could call that one Cave-stimated.
Cave-stimated, yeah, right. Yes. Yeah. We have nicknames for all our little things.
Of course. Yeah, you got it.
So we have Dealin' in the Years, mm-hmm. Cave-stimated.
Truck is Friday.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We used to have hand signals for them.
Oh, we also have the Rick Rubin. The Rick Rubin is Ricky, don't lose that number, and Rubin and Charisse.
Rubin and Charisse, yeah.
And another one of Matt's favorites.
Yeah, that's another favorite.
Oh man, that's so much fun. So there's mashups here. It's not just playing the songs of the Dead in the style of Steely Dan or vice versa. Have you ever dabbled in that?
You know, we'll take
a little bit
phrasing from one song and stick it in another band, and mm-hmm. Yeah. We've never done like one song, you know, one band's lyrics over another band's song. Well, I suppose we might get into that someday.
I wonder, like, if you played like Sign in Stranger and just jammed it out into space.
Well, we did that all the time.
We do jam out. Yeah. The Steely. That's kind of really the thing that's. I mean, the Grateful Dead is always kind of gets jammed out, but the fact that we jam out the Steely Dan stuff is what kind of makes us different, because most bands that cover Steely Dan are, you know, off charts, you know, right. They don't, it's pretty, you know, dialed in. But yeah. So, and then just getting back and forth between the two bands is kind of where it's, that's our special thing too. It's like, we don't usually don't just play one song, and we usually, it's always like one band back and forth into the other band and stuff. And sometimes for a whole set, we don't stop. We just keep doing the whole thing.
Yeah. I bet audiences go nuts for this.
It's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you, what are the shows like? Is it super dancey, or are people just kind of like locked in staring at the instruments?
Oh, no, dancey.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always this guy, you know, that stands there with his arms crossed, you know, trying to figure out what gear we're playing and that kind of stuff, you know? Like, yeah. But there's, yeah, it's usually pretty upscale, dancey affair, you know, like, although, you know, we dip into the ballads here and there too, you know? So
sure. Get a little slow dance, a little sway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Steely Dead from Colorado, and you can see them tonight at Lark Hall in Albany. Tickets and info at larkhallalbany.com. Have you played it at Lark Hall? Have you been on the East Coast very much?
Yeah. Yes.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Actually, north up here in the Northeast, we come up here at least a couple times a year, two or three times at least.
Yeah, yeah. And I know this is a short East Coast run for you. You're going up to Sugarloaf in Maine for a little fest. Do you guys ski while you're up there?
Not usually.
We usually don't have time.
We're usually in the car all day, so we usually don't have time.
We talk about it.
We live in Colorado. We don't even ski on gig days there. It just, you know, takes a lot of energy to ski typically and time. So, like, you know, it's usually a little too much for getting.
Yeah.
I like to imagine myself skiing.
We used to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say, because, you know, since you're from Colorado and we got all the snow this year, you might want to.
We don't have any snow at all.
Yeah. I know. Ha ha.
Tables have turned.
Yeah.
That's right. Lark Hall in Albany tonight for Steely Dead. I just want to dig a little bit more into the band's formation. So you guys specifically, you four, how did you all meet and come to learn that you had the same appreciation for these bands?
Well, these two ran into each other pretty early
at birth.
That's easy. That was a gimme.
Yeah. The brothers here, and they've been playing together since they were teenagers. Yeah. I met these guys through a mutual friend, my buddy Tim Costello, who's kind of a long story, but we've all known Tim for a long time, and he introduced us probably 11, 12 years ago, something like that. And we met Chris from the kind of Grateful Dead scene. He's played in a band called the Dead Fish Orchestra for a long time. And so the Dead scene in Denver and the Front Range of Colorado is really, it's a big family, and everybody works with each other and, you know, subs in and different gigs and everything. Yeah. So we've just all been connected in that way for a good 10, 12 years or something. Yeah. And this kind of rose out of that, like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Were you all touring in other bands before you got together as Steely Dead?
Dave and I toured a lot with different bands.
I played with Melvin Seals and JGB for about 5 years.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, but this is kind of the project that's clicked in and been like, yeah, we can do this.
Yeah.
So we all enjoy each other's company. So
we all have some.
Speak for yourself.
We all have.
We're gonna get into it. Right
other
here.
Side project bands that we play in, but this particular slot machine seems to be paying off. So we're enjoying it.
I love it. I'm not surprised, and I'd love to see it. That's larkhallalbany.com for tickets and info on the show tonight, and we are gonna hear one. Thank you guys so much for coming in and taking the time, stopping on your way up, and I hope it's an unbelievable show tonight. I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
We love Lark Hall. Yeah, thanks again.